This recording, Japan 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price to a cure. I was born in Hamamatsu, Japan, and I learned English at UCI in California, and that was ESL, and I went to 3 quarters there. Then I quit. Then I went to New York because I wanted to go to school there. And I stayed in New York like a month looking for school. Then I came back because I didn't want to live there. So then I went to community college and I came to university, the Cal State Fullerton. Okay. The difference between fashion in Japan and in United States is that people in Japan doesn't really know how to wear casual because they just dress up to go everywhere. Maybe they think, you know, that's rude to wear casual because that's how I feel sometimes. But then here, people just wear casual to go to school and to study a lot. Japanese people doesn't do, and yeah, I think that's the difference. But then there's nice fashion here too. You know, a lot of cute clothes. I don't really like Japanese fashion, so yeah, I like it here.